Here's a thought I'll title, From My Distant Past. Twice now, in just the last couple of months, I've received a very nice compliment about one of my pictures. In both cases, however, from images I made more than 25 years ago. And don't get me wrong, I'm always grateful whenever someone compliments my work. But it does leave me wondering about my more recent efforts. I know most of us who are doing photography or creating artwork of any kind, we're most interested and most passionate about the most recent work, the stuff we're working on now. That's what we want to share. And there's a part of me that when someone compliments me on work that's 25 years old, what I'd like to do is say, yeah, but you should see what I'm working on today, and to bring out the most recent 200 or 300 images and let them look through that, which is not going to happen, and it isn't very practical. And it's always possible that people don't compliment me on my recent work because they simply haven't seen it. The older work has been around a lot longer. It's available in more places. Very likely, it's been published more than recent work. But nonetheless, there is that draw in us artists that we want to talk about and show the thing we're working on most recently. I think maybe perhaps we inherently know that the things we're working on most recently are probably more mature than the things we did back 25 years ago. That we're better photographers, we have better command of craft, we know more about what we're doing and what we want to say than we did 25 years ago. But that doesn't mean those images from 25 years ago don't hold up in comparison to today's work. Maybe they're just the very best of what we did 25 years ago, and so the success ratio is a lot smaller, but the ones that are successful have proven themselves. They've worked their way forward in time, and now someone sees it and says, gee, that's a nice piece of work. I suppose it makes sense for us to receive those kinds of compliments about our ancient work with grace and humility. And with that in mind, it can be useful to remember that our time as living human beings tends to be focused on the now, whereas the artwork we produce is intended almost by definition to carry itself into the future. And that there will likely be a lot more people who might find our work to see in the future than will ever see our work now. I hope. I think. Said another way, our distant past is not very past to people who might look at our work 50 or 100 years from now. Or as far as that goes, people who are looking at our work today, even though it's 25-year-old work. To them, they just discovered it today, now, recent. So they don't perceive it as being 25-year-old work. And maybe we would be well served not to think of it as 25-year-old primitive work from our youth, but rather be grateful that it's connected with someone today.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.